Colin, congratulations through to next week's draw. After 94 minutes, it didn't look like that was going to happen. I crossed out my script, and then Joe Thanks. Stepped up and scored that amazing free kick. Reaction?
Yeah, no, it was. Probably going back to the first half, we just felt that we were off the pace a bit. Did it cause us problems, especially down the right side? I suppose in the second half, the lads never gave in. They kept going, and I said, probably Joe, small bit of brilliance, puts it in the top corner. Sometimes you need that, sometimes, you know. Then going into the extra time, and that we got a great goal by Kennedy. You know, we're always on to the lads, is that, you know, get to the end line and send the forwards in around the box. But it was, and we seen it out, and, you know, it was a big effort by everybody. But it was a good night overall, and it's great to be in the next round.
It's often said the team that has the momentum going into extra time is the team that often would see it through to the end, and we saw that goal coming with that momentum.
Yeah, we did. As I said, Dan has played that position before, wide right, and he did very, very well, to be fair. But it was, and I thought we defended, but we seen it out. I said, defenders put their bodies on the line, and sometimes you have to do that. We seen out, and it's a great, great victory to get to next round.
56 minutes, you know, it brought the game to life. I know Kerry were at the receiving end of that goal, and maybe a goalkeeping error that led to it, but it seemed to spur the team. It was a different team after that.
You know, we changed the shape. We went to the 4-3-3, and we probably stopped them, you know, small bit higher up. And obviously, you know, Joe came on, and I thought Joe was very, very good. You know, he struggled with a bit of an injury for the last few weeks. This week in training, he's been very, very good. And you can see there tonight when he came on, his work rate was brilliant. So Joe kind of controls it a small bit for us. You know, he's very good in possession. But as I said, he's taking his goal very, very well as well.
Would it have been a just result if he hadn't got that equaliser, considering all the dominance you had in the last 15 minutes with so many corners? Would it have been an unfair outcome?
Well, the keeper pulled off a great save at one stage, and Carroll carried the back post. He had a header, he should have hit the target. But as I said, these things happen, as you said that. Listen, he steps up, puts it in the top corner. You know, it's a bit of magic from him.
It was an opportunity for players to show tonight as well. Some players that we wouldn't have seen before, maybe to the level that the regularity that we would see players. Mm. And, it's a new impetus going forward after maybe a poor run of results.
Yeah, no, it was. Listen, it's difficult, you know, when you're not winning. Like, but as I said there today, was that, as I said, the players showed character. As I said, they never gave up. You know, and I think in the last three or four games is that, you know, it has been, you know, it happens in the game. Individual errors, it happens, you know, and you get punished with it, like, you know. But I just thought tonight, you know, we were solid, and it's great for the lads. The dressing rooms, you know, they're in fine form inside there, so, which is great. It's good for them.
It's not often that Kerry FC can say they have a 100% record, but that's 3 second rounds of the Sports Direct FAI Cup.
Good.
Going through to the third round, and we've had Premier Division opposition the last 2 years. So Shamrock Rovers at home Tuesday in the draw, that'd be nice. Yeah,
I know, you're okay. No, listen, it's a great night for everybody. As you said, the fans were brilliant. They were. They really got behind the players, and you seen it there at the end as well. And you know, and I know sometimes it can be difficult when results aren't going away, and you're going your way, and it can be difficult. But you know what I would say with the players is that they will give everything they can, man. They will, and I've seen that in training since I've been here. They will give you everything. You know, some nights it doesn't happen, some nights it does. You know, but tonight they were excellent.
Just the last one for me. While the players gave everything, and they were out on their feet maybe towards the end, in fairness to them, you left it very late to make those last two substitutions. Like, you only had two made after 66 minutes, then a force change possibly with Robert. Was that an injury?
And yeah, his hamstring was a bit tight, and then we brought on Blasi, and we brought on Finn. As I said, Shawnee went down with cramp, and then we had Finn came on wide right with Daniel. Small bit tired, and they were kind of catching stone that side, so we just locked it up a bit.
You took off your penalty taker and one other. Was that a concern if they had got an equaliser or not?
Obviously, no, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking about, listen, defensively, listen, be hard to beat, because I just felt they were catching us. I know, great, Dan, going forward, he'll give you that, but just going the other way, you know, he's an attacking player, so sometimes he might switch off. That's why we put Finn on that side, and we took off Shawnee, because, listen, Shawnee went down for cramp. And we brought on, put Joe back inside, and we put Brozzy on the other side. When Brozzy came on, I suppose that's what you want from players coming off the bench. He, listen, gave everything he pressed, and, you know, that's what I want from players. And he said, listen, it's no water to mineralize. So you ready? He's ready to go on. He's a great, great lad.
You mentioned the composure, Colin, of Joe Adams there when he came on. Did you feel we played a lot more on the deck football once we made them substitutions? Maybe in the first half the ball spent maybe a bit too much time up in the air.
Yeah, no, it did. And I was asking the players to play in their half. You know, it was like, you know, so sometimes when you are going direct, sometimes it should be that longer ball that goes in behind instead of going out to the centre back's heads. And sometimes I thought we were a small bit off the pace. I think when we changed the system a bit, I thought we were a bit better. As I said, we controlled it a small bit more. Obviously, when Joe came on, obviously he gives us that bit of quality, you know. So I think it's the change of the system probably helped. And obviously, it's a hell of a free kick, it is, you know. So
the thinking behind playing Colin Tehan, a gifted midfielder, at left back, when he changed out to midfield, we say in the last whatever half an hour, including added time, he appeared to play very well. Was that something to shore up the defence, or was it
for Ronan?
Ronan, yeah.
To play wing back.
You played him left back,
left full back, didn't you?
In the first half.
Yeah.
Wing back. Yeah. But the only thing about it is that sometimes we weren't jumping, and obviously he was getting caught in, looking like a left back.
Yeah. Because he played a lot. He played deep, like in the corner.
Yeah. Because obviously they were causing us problems with the right. He was in once or twice, and he should have scored once or twice, but it forced Ronan back like a left back.
Yeah.
Ronan was playing wing back, and obviously we changed the system, and then he went into the middle part. We know what Ronan can do in the middle part. He's got the energy, and he was very, very good. But obviously it was my decision to start him wing back.
Is it a case of Ronan can give you a bit more going forward than Sean O'Connell would have, sort of defensively, to put Ronan in that position ahead of Sean?
No, I just felt that, you know, I made a few changes, and I said I felt I had to. Ronan's played that position a few times, and he's done very, very well. So that was the only reason I played him.
What did you say to the boys at the end of regulation, at the end of the 90 minutes? Because, I mean, they came out and scored within 70-odd seconds. Was it a case of you smelt blood? There was a lot of Athlone heads down, you know. They'd won one in the last 18, and you could see that there was...
Yeah, I suppose when you're in those situations and you're thinking that you nearly have it won, and then, you know, Kerry, we get back into it, and then just probably knocks the players a small bit. And then I would say, but we were just saying to the lads, just keep going, back yourselves, back your fitness levels. And I said that, you know, Daniel did very well on the right-hand side, and, you know, as a centre forward, you need to be in the box. And we're saying to the centre forwards every week, ball goes out wide, get yourselves in the box. And he did, and he took a great goal. He did.
The leadership, Colin, from the likes of Niall Brookwell tonight.
He's been
his defensive work tonight was pretty sensational for whole game.
He's always like that. And he's like that all the time. And as I said, even for younger players, you should be looking at him, and just even the way he trains like that as well. He's brilliant. He wins all his headers, and he is tackles, and he's brilliant. I can't speak highly enough of him. As I say, I knew him from Cork, and I watched the games with him. He played midfield sometimes. I watched him in the back. I always felt that he was a better defender. That was just but he can play in the middle of the park. But when you actually work him with him, you see how good he is. But he is back there. He's solid. He is, like, and, you know, he's a great fellow.
And Carl, it was possibly maybe his most consistent game. He got through a mountain of work in that midfield all evening.
Yeah, but that's what I expect from the midfielders. You need to run, you need to tackle, and you do the basics. Obviously, there's going to be time that you put your foot in the ball and you control it. And sometimes we can be better at that. But no, that's what I expect from midfielders. Is that it's sometimes it can be a running session. But no, he did. He's a great fella.
What's the Tim Heimer situation?
Tim broke his finger in training on Tuesday. So he's got another scan Tuesday, just to see if it needs surgery or not. So we'll see how it is. If it doesn't need surgery, then we might strap it up and we'll see how he goes. But I don't know. I'll have to wait and see how it goes. He did it on Tuesday.
Just on that as well, Oran Crowe, kind of a mainstay this season. Listen tonight, Luke and Nathan also as well. Can you give us an update on their situation?
Nathan at the moment has a problem with his knee, so we need to. He's going to see a specialist about that. So I would think that Nathan will be up for a while with that. Oran went over on his ankle last Thursday, day before Longford. He trained yesterday, but I just felt that he wasn't moving rightly for me to select him. and Luke has got a bit of a hip flexor, and he's just not fully fit. I need to be careful with some of the players as much as I want them.
Yeah.
But they have to be right. Is that I did the same with Ronan probably 3 weeks ago when he hurt his hamstring, and I kept him out for maybe two games, and he's back to himself now as well. Like, you know,
just a quick one, Colin, on Matthias. Like, he might have been really disappointed after the goal, but 76 minutes, massive save with his leg. Massive. That could have been 2-0 and game over.
No, yeah, but it's character, really, isn't it? Like, you know, it's you know, he was beating near post and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but he's pulled off a brilliant save, and I thought he did very well. He did, you know, even balls into the box, he was coming out. Commanding his box, yeah. No, he was very good. He just got a cramp a few times, and then just goalkeeper's getting cramped. It's unheard of, isn't it? But no, he was really good. He was really good. And it says, and you know, I hope for the players that you know they enjoy it. As I said, the last few weeks have been tough, you know. But it's I hope they go and enjoy it, and you know we can kick on, and hopefully that we get you know something nice in the next round.
Final question for me. Robert, he went off. He'd be injured.
His hamstring's a bit tight.
Is that,
yeah, his hamstring's a bit tight.
He was impressive while he was on. He's a good worker, isn't he?
No, he is. Yeah, and he's a good lad. And he can play different positions. He can play on the left. He can play on the right. He can play centre forward. So he gives us those options as well. You know, so, but we'll see what it's like. I think it's a bit of a hamstring, bit of tightness. I don't know, but we'll see what he's like tomorrow.